Governor Baker in town to push the dangerousness bill. Masks down in Holyoke. Ludlow cops are busy, busy, busy. 5 members of the Police Commission for Springfield are announced. March is Problem Gambling Month, and Mark Auerbach has a review.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is the 2nd of March, and much ado about St. Patrick's Day. Well, it's that time, isn't it? And much going on in Western Mass, as we'll examine in just a moment. Your daily inspiration today comes from the Dalai Lama, who says, "Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck." Well, the weather's a stroke of luck, at least for the morning. Today in the afternoon, highs 40 to 44, the winds west 5 to 10. Tonight, variably cloudy, flurries and snow showers. Lows 22 to 28 degrees. Governor Charlie Baker will visit Springfield today, pushing the dangerousness bill. Now, this is the bill the mayor is also behind, intending to keep defendants who are considered dangerous in jail while they await trial. Now, if passed, someone would be considered dangerous if they're accused of certain violent crimes, and the prosecution believes the defendant is likely to commit another crime while released, or if they pose a threat to the community and the victim. Other changes would include stronger consequences for people who cut off GPS bracelets, and it would improve the system for notifying victims if a defendant is set to be released. And how are things in Ludlow? The Ludlow Police Department responded to 953 calls for service Tuesday, Feb 8 through Sunday, Feb 27. The department's police officers made some 27 arrests or summons warrant arrests, and there were 3 domestic assault-related arrests. And per Massachusetts law, we don't release the names before public court arraignment. There were 2 arrests for mental health warrants, 0 arrests for protective custody, and there were 2 juvenile arrests or summons. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, per the decision of the Supreme Court, and as the appointing authority for the city of Springfield, announced the 5 members to the Board of Police Commissioners. Now, those residents to be appointed to the Board of Police Commissioners are Dr. Gary Bertie, Professor of Criminal Justice at Springfield College, former Springfield police officer, and former director of public safety for Amherst College, current member of the Civilian Community Police Hearing Board. Madeline Fernandez, 20-year veteran of the Hamden County Sheriff's Department, director of the reentry program, master degree in public administration, with a concentration in criminal justice from Westfield State. Robert C. Jackson, owner of a local security business and longtime community activist, current member of the Civilian Community Police Hearing Board, and this year's Eubora Award honoree. Norman Rolden, former school committee member and community advocate, current member of the Civilian Community Police Hearing Board. And Albert Trangese, retired human resource manager and former labor union representative, current member of the Civilian Community Police Hearing Board. Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach now stops by with a look at some winter entertainment at Barrington Stage. Mark?
Not long ago, the theater season in the Berkshires started in June and ended after Labor Day. Nowadays, though, there's year-round theater in the region, and Barrington Stage Company's signature winter event, the program that changed the clock, is back for its 11th season. The 10x10 New Play Festival, an evening or matinee of 10-minute plays, showcases comedy and drama in a string of playlets staged by Julianne Boyd and Matthew Penn. Some of the playwrights have extensive credits. Some have been working under the umbrella of Barrington Stage, which has developed an international reputation as an incubator for new theater. 2 playlets in the previous editions, both penned by Jessica Province, further developed into the full-length comedy Boca, which had its world premiere last summer at Barrington Stage, and now heads to Florida for its Sunshine State premiere next month. This year's collection is first rate. Ellen Abrams' Liars Anonymous caught my ear. It's the story of 2 liars whose backstories echo famous movie plots. One first believes she is Dorothy in Oz, and seconds later she's Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. Mark Harvey Levine's Misfortune is an hilarious fortune-cooking moment in a Chinese restaurant. Cynthia Faith Arsenault's Escape from Faux Pas is a delight when an older couple moving into a condo complex mistakenly open an Amazon package with goodies meant for the neighbors. The other playlist charm, thanks in great direction from Julianne Boyd and Matthew Penn, a winning score by Alexander Savonsky that ties them all together and fun performances. Peggy Farr Wilson and Robert Zuckerman, two 10x10 alums from previous editions, are superb in their myriad of characters, and Kelsey Rainwater is great in her Barrington stage debut. Kudos to Joseph F. Martin, who enlarged Brian Prather's set design for the much larger Boyd Quinson main stage. Nicole Slavin has pulled together a collection of costumes, all designed for quick changes. And Matt Neely, one of the actors, wrote a giddy opening number. Barrington Stage's 10x10 New Play Festival gets better year after year, and it's worth a winter jaunt to Pittsfield for some warming and winning theater. The 10x10 New Play Festival runs at Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson Main Stage Theater in downtown Pittsfield through March 13th. For tickets and details, BarringtonStageCo.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. City of Springfield Department of Health and Human Services dedicating the month of March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month. This 2022 campaign theme is Awareness Plus Action. Now, to further advance community awareness of problem gambling, the mayor issued a proclamation declaring the month of March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month in Springfield. Now, how do we define problem gambling? Well, as all gambling behavior patterns that compromise, disrupt, or damage personal, family, or vocational pursuits. Now, according to recent research, an estimated 83,200 to 135,000, or 2% of mass adults, experienced problem gambling, and an estimated 389,000 to 488,000, or 8.4% of mass adults, are at-risk gamblers, demonstrating gambling behaviors that put them at risk for developing a problem gambling disorder. Today, the mayor and Parks Building and Recreation Management Director Pat Sullivan joined with residents at Loomis Lakeside at Reed's Landing to discuss the dam restoration project on Lake Massasoit. And the Board of Health for the City of Holyoke has voted to end the mask mandate. So in essence, the mask mandate is lifted or lowered, depending on how you do it, and is effective immediately. It will transition into a mask advisory for those with a weakened immune system and those who are at risk for severe disease or the unvaccinated. The ending of the mask mandate does not prevent local businesses or industries from enforcing their own mask requirements, and the mask mandate does not apply to the mask mandate in the Holyoke Public Schools. Thank you very much for joining us for our program today and tonight, available to you on demand whenever you want to hear it. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.